New Delhi. Indian Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigned on Saturday, bowing to mounting public pressure over the NEET UG 2026 controversy after days of nationwide protests demanding accountability and reforms in the country's examination system. Announcing his decision in a two-page statement posted on X, Pradhan said that he had stepped down in the interest of the country and to prevent the ongoing unrest from being exploited. "I have submitted my resignation to the humble Prime Minister to safeguard national unity, ensure that students' futures are not affected by legal complications, and allow them to focus on their education and careers," Pradhan noted. Dharmendra Pradhan's resignation follows sustained demonstrations led by the Cockroach Janta Party, CJP, at Delhi's Jantar Mantar. Protesters accused the government of failing to prevent the NEET UG 2026 paper leak and raised concerns over alleged irregularities in the CBSE's on-screen evaluation process. The agitation also called for sweeping reforms in the conduct of public examinations. The development marks one of the rare occasions during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's tenure that a union minister has resigned following sustained public pressure. In his statement, Pradhan emphasized that he accepted responsibility from the moment the paper leak surfaced and remained committed to protecting deserving students from the influence of the exam mafia. Pradhan noted that after irregularities emerged in the May 3 NEET UG examination, the center immediately handed the investigation to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, canceled the exam, and scheduled a fresh test, which was conducted on June 21. He also confirmed that the examination would shift to a computer-based format from next year. Pradhan said the government's immediate priority was to ensure a smooth re-examination for more than 20 lakh students with support from state governments and district administrations. Expressing disappointment over the developments following the declaration of results on July 16, he alleged that some individuals had attempted to mislead students, creating unnecessary confusion. "The youth of India are not just our future but the builders of a developed nation," he said, adding that his resignation should not be viewed as a matter of personal prestige but as a step to prevent further uncertainty for students. Protest movement gains momentum. The protests gathered momentum over the past month, with activist Sanam Wangchuck emerging as a key face of the movement after beginning a hunger strike alongside student activists. Public support intensified after videos showing Wangchuck's deteriorating health circulated widely on social media. His transfer to Safdarjung Hospital by police on July 18 further fueled anger among protesters. The agitation reached its peak during a march to Parliament on July 20, where clashes broke out between demonstrators and police. The center's approach shifted noticeably in the final days of the protests. Instead of dismissing the agitation, senior ministers opened negotiations with protest leaders and announced several measures aimed at restoring confidence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government would establish fast-track courts to ensure speedy trials in paper leak cases and introduce a new law providing stricter punishment for those involved in examination fraud. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda also announced that the government was considering withdrawing cases against peaceful protesters and exploring compensation for families of students who allegedly died by suicide following the NEET controversy. In another major decision, the National Testing Agency, NTA, terminated 47 officials and initiated legal action against others found responsible for lapses. With Pradhan's resignation, the government has taken its strongest political step yet in response to the nationwide agitation, signaling an effort to calm public anger and restore confidence in India's examination system.